So good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jin-Yu Han. So I'm from the Interactive Audio Lab of Northwestern University. Today I'm going to present melody extraction using probabilistic latent component analysis. So this is a joint work with Qingwei Chen from the Media Technology Lab of Gracenote. So let's get started. So this is an agenda of our talk. So first I'm going to give a brief introduction of our system. And then I'm going to introduce the model we used for our system. And I describe our system and present the experimental result. And in the end, I conclude our talk. So in this particular paper, we treat the singing voice as the melody of the song. So it's not always true, but we believe it's true in a lot of cases. So this is a very brief interview of our system. So we have an audio signal, and the audio signal is first segmented into non-vocal segment and a vocal segment by a singing voice detection module in our system. So the vocal segment of the audio signal is just the segment contains only the accompaniment of the sound. And the vocal segment is a segment which contains the vocal, the singing voice, as long as the accompaniment of the sound. And then in the next step, we train a company model from the non-vocal segment using a PLCA, which I'm going to discuss later in this talk. And then after we train the company model, the company model will be applied to the vocal segment to extract the singing voice of the sound. And then in the end, a pitch estimation algorithm is applied to the attracted singing voice to attract the pitches of the sound. So I'm going to introduce our model used in our system. So to make things clear, we start from a single slice of the spectrogram. We put a single slice of the spectrogram on the right of the figure, and we treat this spectrum as a histogram. So this histogram could be generated by some kind of a probability, and it's just a multinomial distribution. So we look at different spectrogram at a different time of the signal. You can see that at different time, it will have a different spectral vector. And so we could possibly just use a multinomial distribution for every single spectrum of the signal, but in this case, we will need a lot of component is going to be a large dictionary. So instead, we just use a dictionary of like 100 spectral vectors. So each spectrum of the sound will be a linear combination of the spectral vectors. So in this case, we reached our model, which is a probability latent component analysis. So we have a dictionary of spectral vectors, which we need to learn from the observation, which is the spectrogram of the sound. And it's called latent component analysis because these parameters are latent variables. And in this case, so this is the mixture weight, and this is the spectral vectors. And we model this spectrum use a linear combination of the spectral vectors. And these two parameters of our model can be estimated by expectation maximum algorithms. I will not go into the detail of the estimation. You can refer to our paper for the detail. So now we reach our model. Next step, we are going to do the singing voice extraction. So due to the time constraint, I'm going to just focus on this part of our paper. So This is the audio signal, and we have a singing voice detection algorithm to segment the signal into different parts, which is the non-vocal part of the segment and the vocal part of the segment. So this is just an illustration example. In the real case, it's going to be much complicated. It's not that the non-vocal segment will just in the beginning and the vocal part is in the end. So it's not that case. I just want to give a simple illustration. So after we identified the non-vocal segment, we use a PLCA model to train a spectral vector, a dictionary of spectral vectors for this accompaniment. So now we have a dictionary to explain only the accompaniment. And in the next step, so for the vocal segment, we do the PLC training as usual, but we fix some of the component to the already pre-trained spectral vector for the non-vocal segment. And we add some free component to explain the vocal part of the same voice. So in the end, we will have two different group of dictionaries. This group is the pre-trained fixed component for the non-vocal part. And this part is the newly trained from the vocal segment, will explain mostly the singing voice of the sound. So at the end, we just reconstruct our signal separately. We use the newly learned component for the vocal to extract to reconstruct the singing voice, and we use the fixed non-vocal part, the non-vocal component to extract the accompaniment in the vocal segment. So in the end, a simple pitch estimation algorithm will be applied to this extracted singing voice to extract the pitches of the sound. So I want to mention that so a very similar system is proposed in this paper by Smagorodis. So the difference between our system and his system is that our system has a pre-trained a singing voice detection module, so it's totally automatic. And in his paper, so they just manually detect the singing voice and the non-vocal part and train it manually. So we also evaluate our system with the experiment result. And this is just a simple example in this paper. So here is some illustration example of our system. So this on the top of the graph is the song, a simple man. And the second figure is the extracted singing voice of our system applied to the polyphonic music. And the third figure is a original separated singing voice. And the last figure is the extracted estimation from our extracted singing voice. And so we're gonna listen to the examples. Mama told me. This is the original sound. When I was young, except beside me. This is extract the same voice. When I was young. Just keep in mind, our system is not a separation system. It's just one to compress the accompaniment and extract, keep the same voice predominantly. So this is a clean signal. Obviously, it's much better. When I was young. So after we extracted the singing voice, we just apply a very simple autocorrelation-based pitch estimation algorithm to this one. We can still hear the accompaniment in the extracted singing voice, but autocorrelation would extract in this particular example, it extracted 80% of the correct pitches for the same voice. So we did some comparison to other two systems. The first system is a multi-pitch estimation system developed in our lab. So it's a multi-pitch estimation system. So we treat the first pitch estimated in each frame as the melody of the sound. And the second system is a singing voice extraction system. So the third line is the result of our system. So as we can see, our system has a better recall F-measure and accuracy compared to the other system, and has a comparable precision compared to the best system in precision evaluation. And the second one has a relatively low performance, we believe that so this one is the same voice extraction algorithm, but we only use a predominant pitch estimation algorithm in this work, and so it's kind of the extracted pitch is not the same voice the pitch, but it's the other accompaniment instrument pitch. So maybe it's just to treat the other accompaniment as the predominant pitch. So we believe tuning of the parameters of the second system would increase the performance result. So we conclude our paper here, and first the probability latent variable model is introduced to model accompaniment and the lead thing voice adaptively in our system. And the experimental results show that the melody of the thing voice could be successfully extracted in the data set we used for our paper. And there are obviously some future directions. So first, so the vocal non-vocal thing voice detection algorithm is based on Gaussian mixture model. It's we trained it offline, and obviously it has some improvement space. So we want to do our future research on this part. Also, we want a better pitch estimation algorithm for the same voice detection module. So this concludes our paper. I guess we still have time. So I did this work while I was doing an internship with Qingwei Chen. So in GraceNote company, so I want to thank my colleagues in GraceNote for the good, useful discussions. And we also want to thank the reviewer of our paper to help improve our paper. And I want to thank so my advisor and my colleagues in Northwestern to help me to improve the presentation. So just thank you.
Yes, hello. My name is Gael Richard from Telecom Paris Tech. And I have one question concerning the segmentation. You have not talked too much about segmentation, but I guess that if you have errors on the segmentation, you will probably have less good separation of background and melody. So can you give us some hints of how well performed your segmentation?
Sure, sure. So the segmentation is based on Gaussian mixture model. So we trained the Gaussian mixture model on like 50 pre-labeled, manual-labeled sounds, like commercial music, is include jazz, pop music, rock music, and we just pre-trained this model once and use it for the Murex thing voice extraction data set. And the overall accuracy for the thing voice detection module is around 70%. And you mentioned that yes, our system depends on the performance of the thing voice detection module. So if the thing voice detection module doesn't work, it will fail because it will treat some vocal segment as non-vocal segment, and the dictionary we train from this part will also explain the thing voice. So in this part, the system doesn't work very well. So that's why I want to research in this part in the future.
I have a question for you. Your audio example was wonderful, but it sounded like the major artifact I heard were the symbols coming through.
Symbols, okay.
I was wondering why those were popping out.
So honestly, I don't know. The system automatically trained the latent dictionary to explain the accompaniment. So one possible reason is that maybe the detected non-vocal segment does not contain the symbol, or the symbol is not predominant enough to be explained. And they are, that's my explanation basically. So when we do the system segmentation, we try to use the non-vocal segment near to the vocal segment to explain it to each other. We do not want to use like the non-vocal segment in the end to explain the vocal segment in the beginning. So our assumption is that the sound should be consistent with the accompaniment, but it will change over time. So, yeah, that's my explanation.
Any other questions? Well, thank you very much.